Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Hey, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. Now, we're here coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-731-848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are smack dab in the middle of let's move the mountain so you can move on up. How to overcome what's holding you back from success. Guys, I am here before you just in awe of God. You know, today marks exactly my 10th year anniversary of network marketing, August 8th, 2008. And as we are here talking about let's move the mountain so you can move on up, all I can tell you is that on August 8th, 2008, there were tons of mountains that needed to be moved. And so now, a decade later, on the exact day, we dropped off Kate into fifth grade. And I can remember me delivering Caden and just crying out to God and asking him, like, what's next? This cannot be all you have for me. And all I can tell you is that you even need faith, even cry out to God to say, I am not satisfied where I am. I'm grateful for all you've done thus far, but this cannot be it. You're too big of a God for me to be playing so small. All I can tell you is that where I was at that moment as a hairstylist, hitting about 6 years a year, but that was a lot of labor. I didn't know what I knew now about the power of residual income or even the industry of network marketing. So many mountains. And then God began to teach me through his Holy Spirit how to overcome every mountain as long as I get up and breathe. And at first, of course, you're going to think that it's about you. You think, oh, it's for me. God is doing something for me. It's only through me for you. Life begins to change in a very, very amazing way when you realize that it ain't about you, boo. It's only through for someone else. And so we talked about the mountains of having faith and being able to move past that. You need faith as a mustard seed, where you'd even be able to speak to something and say, move out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. There are very few people who are courageous enough to say it in that manner with such conviction. Move out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ, because I have work to do for him. Now, all I can tell you is that, you know, as we move in, you're going to be coming out of two scriptures on today, because the mountain of our mind, moving past mountain in our mind, that's where it all happens. That's where the party is going down in our mind. And all I can tell you right now is that Proverbs 4 and 23 and Philippians 4, 8 through 9 is going to be a game changer for those who want to move past mental blocks. The mountain of mental blocks is keeping you from your success, and you can get over it. We got to go to the Lord together, because boy, all I tell you, probably 10 years you've been in there with marketing, but the mountains began way before, and so many mountains have come after, and it's only the word of God that is sharper than a two-edged sword that we are here today, and so we are grateful and honored to be able to even call ourselves sons and daughters of God. Let's go to him. Let's give him the honor and the praise he deserves as he's removing the mental blocks. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you have made. You are so majestic. You are so big. You are so holy. We thank you, oh dear Lord, for allowing us to become humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petition made known on us. Today, we just want to learn how to sever our mind from the world and pick up the kingdom. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that our mind is clearing out so that we can be renewed in your strength on today. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we know that the journey is definitely not for the weak, but you said the meek will inherit the earth. Dear Lord, I'm asking you right now to allow your Holy Spirit to be here, show up strong and mighty like never before here on Power Start Your Day, as you're teaching us how to become meek, how to become humble, how to seek you first, how to make you first in everything that we do. Dear Lord, as we are learning this, we're thankful for your grace and your mercy as we're getting it right. We're thankful, oh Father, that as we do these great exploits in your name, we will be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways, not just with the fruit of our lips, but also with our actions. And dear Lord, we're thanking you right now that we're allowing your Holy Spirit to take captive every thought that comes up against what it is that you have for us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are being courageous enough to just remove ourselves from any atmospheres that come up against what it is that you have for us to do, our purpose. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we are becoming more passionate, not about being seen, not about the award, not about people knowing who we are, but people knowing who you are. As we go out to do great exploits in your name, we're careful, dear Lord, again, to acknowledge you in all of our ways. We'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We're grateful, dear Lord, that we have another opportunity to breathe. That means we have another opportunity to work, and that means that we have another opportunity to go from faith to faith. We honor you, we bless you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's go first. Let's go into the word real quick here, because I want us to know that the mental blocks, and we can come into the queue early because we got a lot of work to do on today. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. OMG. So we got some folks out here that think that our life is the way it is because of some other folk. We think that we're experiencing in life what we're experiencing because of what people are trying to do or have done to us. But the word of the Lord says something different. He says that his mind is not our mind. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Now he says, keep your heart with diligence. How can you keep your heart with diligence? How do you keep your heart pure and clean? How do you do that? Because he says that out of your heart is springing the issues of life, the issues, the challenges, and even the wins. And so it's not about what we think it's about. But Philippians 4 and 8 tells us this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, If it don't line up with the word of God, it's not true. I don't care who said it. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on those things. That in itself is some work. That's some work. Well, how do we do this type of work in this type of world, in this type of industry where people are, you know, trying to pull each other down, but pretending they're building each other up? How do you do this? How you knock down these mental blocks, the things that are holding you back from becoming successful? I can tell you what we're going to talk about on today are some keys to why there are some people successful and some people who are not. There are some people who will give a facade of success, and there are some people who are living the real deal. It can become very puzzling. It can become very confusing. But you got to remember that the world is trying to mimic. It's not a mirror. It tries to mimic the kingdom. So the world does its best job of being a knockoff of the kingdom. But unless you are in your word, you will not be able to decipher the truth. And it says that if you're diligent with your heart, that's where God is. That's when you'll be able to know. You'll have discernment. You'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth. And even if you see something, you'll know that that is not the real thing. Anybody going to give you the impression that there are some secret sauces to success outside of work and consistency? I don't care what you know. It's about what you do in network marketing consistently. Yeah, there may be some variation, but I'm telling you right now, myself being a seven-figure earner for several years, there's no way you can do that. If you don't understand business, and this is what we come here today for you to understand, is that anytime you are going from to and fro, you are lacking consistency. That's why you're not moving as fast as you should be moving, is because you lack consistency. You even lack consistency even in your belief. You lack consistency even in your faith. One minute you say, today I'm in the way, tomorrow you're not sure. Well, here are some steps that you can take, because I'm right now. You got a lot of blind leading blind. Dr. Monroe would always say, it doesn't matter what it is, trust is test over time. You can't trust until it's been tested over time. That's the reason why I trust the word of the Lord, because it's been tested over time. If it worked for King David, if it worked for King Solomon, if it worked all the way back for even the father of faith, Abraham, it's working for me now, it's going to work for you. So now let's talk about here about, if you can change the way you think, you're going to change who you're hanging around. You're going to change what you talk about. You're going to change what you do. All I am telling you here is that you are the sum, not just financially, spiritually, mentally, even physically, of your five, your faith five. I don't care what you think. You can be the baddest mama jamma out there. Your environment has everything to do with what you feel comfortable or confident in. The way we think has everything to do with our attitude. It governs our behaviors. It's a deciding factor as to if you feel like I'm making it or I can't make it. Highly successful people are going to guard their heart against negative people. Sadly enough, there's some people that feel they're positive, but they're totally negative. They never have been taught what's positive. Like, for instance, you cannot be building up and tearing down at the same time. You can't believe that the rules that apply for others don't apply for you. That's inconsistency. I can tell you here, you got to be courageous enough to let negative people in your life go. I don't care who they are. Letting them go don't mean you never see them ever again. You're letting them go first in your heart, and then they have no place in your mind. Do you understand that your mind is prime real estate? The value of it grows with the environment. So if you think about that for a moment, you know, you can have two houses that look identical. They have the same amount of bedrooms, same amount of bathrooms, same amount of square foot. And one can be on one area of town, another in another area of town, and they can be hundreds of thousands or even $1 million in value apart. It's the environment. If you were to check the stats, there are some things that are all around that environment. The schools tend to be better for your children. The amenities in the area tends to be better. The shopping tends to be better. The crime tends to be different. All of these things go into the factoring of its value. Now, if that can be determined with something like a house, what about your mind? You should be guarding your mind with all your heart. You got to be diligent with that. Life can easily make you move into a place of negativity. Fiery darts of the enemy. People think that, listen, you got to know that even the enemy is a spirit. He cannot provide, he cannot operate legally on earth without people. Just like God has to operate through people. I am telling you right now that the world or the spirit of darkness tries to mimic the kingdom. Many of us don't know the difference. And what I need you guys to understand is that the enemy has to operate through people. So the fiery darts or the things that happen to you, if you were to look at most issues of life, it's associated with people. But depending on where your heart is, which depends on where your mind is, will determine how you process that. So what does this have to do with network marketing? Everything. Because the biggest fear that people have is of people. Whether it's from to initiate a conversation on listen, got something that can change your life, or listen, whatever, even if you're so worried about if the script is right, that you're jacking up your future. Or then once you're in now on the other side, your main priority is what's going on in somebody else's business, what's happening in somebody else's team, what's happening and all that. That's your heart, baby. You need to guard it with all diligence. Even in the Ten Commandments, some of us are running into being covetous. We don't desire what God has for us. We're desiring what God has given to someone else. These are mental blocks that are holding you back from success. I need you to know that these mental blocks will lead into all sorts of things. procrastination, frustration. Believe it or not, even jealousy and resentment of others who are more successful than you. But the word of the Lord gave us very clear instructions. If you can keep your heart, and you can't keep your heart without renewing your mind daily. But you got to keep it with diligence, meaning it has to be a part of your daily regimen. You can't keep leaving doors open to sabotage of your success. Believe it or not, it starts with you, and then your few chosen, the people in your circle. And out of that is springing your issues of life. I see some people represent themselves as a professional, totally unprofessionally. And that is because they circle put up with it. There should be standards, because God's word said everything in decency and in order. But the world will tell you otherwise. I'm telling you right now that when you start thinking about meditating on the things that are pure and noble, self-control, and controlling your mind becomes inevitable. Your game face will be on and stay on. The mountain of your mind is being moved right now. Let's open up the call, guys. Good morning. Good morning. 708 last 48539. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning. Let's see. Can we open up this line here? 708 last 48539. We on my 10th anniversary. Wow. Wow. What God has done. Let's see if anyone else is coming in on the line. Let's see about this board. Sometimes it's cutting up. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see here. We're moving the mountains of our mind. Okay. Don't want to lay in on this morning. Okay. Guess what? Let's meditate on these things. Let's meditate on these things. Let's see here. Let's try. I don't know. It just cleared the board. Let me try one more time. Let's try one more time. You just saw something else coming. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's try this. 803 last 47561. Can you hear me?
Yes, Nicola. I can hear you. This is Nancy. How are you?
Hey, Miss Nancy. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I've got some copious notes here, and when you mentioned about real estate, you know, that's my thing. I never thought of it that way. We always say location, location. But again, you just bring the points home so clearly, and the scriptures, they just line up. And when you line up with God's word and you line up with people that are headed in the same direction, you can't help but get some golden nuggets and make your way to success. So I love you, and I thank you so much for sharing what you shared with us this morning, because we know that the mountain has to be moved out of the way, because we have work to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Miss Nancy. And I'm so grateful for God even having us in passing in my lifetime. You are such an amazing value to not only the state industry, but just even the kingdom. And so I'm so grateful for us to have met, so grateful for what you add, and so grateful that you are here with us, you know, listening and implementing. Such a powerful example of the kingdom. I love you, and thank you so much for all your support. Take care, Ms. Nancy. Thank you. Wow, when I think about that, you know, I met Miss Nancy in our prior business and around the journey. And when you start seeing, you look up and you start seeing people that you met, and then you look up and they're still there, you're like, wow, you know, when you first have an initial meeting with someone, you never know they're in your life for a season, a reason, or for a lifetime. And so I praise God for people like Nancy. Good morning. Last 4863, last 47999. The board is working. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nicola. This is Tara from Florida. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you.
You know what's weird? I was gonna just listen this morning. I wasn't gonna jump in the queue like I always do. And when I heard that the board wasn't going through, you know, I get up and pray every morning. Let me not make this too long. And I was meditating, and I was like, remember the other day I told you I almost went backwards to say that, hey, what I thought was going to work with me, just, you know, want to just do the credit thing itself. And then I seen it was opportunity to, you know, help other people that, you know, down and out and struggling and going through it. And I asked God to bless the labors of my hand. I also wanted to touch base on, like, the leadership, you know, is like when you put God first, he your leader. You
That's
know, when
right.
you line up with everything that God says, hey, here's the key, here's, you know, what you can do, whether it's in network marketing, your personal, whatever, is like, don't give up. The tests are going to take you through the thing so you can appreciate, you know, your rewards at the end of what's given to you from him. Not from what others, because everybody's not going to be happy for you. You know, the devil got a job, too, to come in and kill, steal, and destroy. And when he attacked that mental block, when he attacked that brain, that's a big mountain that need to be moved. So it's like I told my kids, you have to speak life into yourself and know that God is your everything, and everything else will fall into place.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, you know, the word of the Lord says count it all joy, and I didn't understand what that was until I started really ascending higher and higher in network marketing. You know, it's almost just like, you know, as you're ascending up a mountain, you know, as the altitude change, the breathing, like you have to expand your capacity even to breathe. And it's the same
yes.
thing, like I don't know about counting it all joy until you realize the higher and higher and higher you get, you got to still know how to breathe with a little breath. Because you'll start having way more foes than friends. You'll have way more foes than friends. And some of them start off as friends and they'll become foes. But you still have to guard your heart that they don't change your character, that they don't change you, and you understand that's true leadership. If you're a true leader, no one can change your mind about being a leader. It's important to know God so you know who you are. If not, the mental blocks will crush you, take you out the game, make you quit like most people do. You're never going to win if you quit. We training you up here to take your spot at the top. It ain't lonely. I don't know what they talking about. I've walked more with God as I've ascended to the top, and I can tell you I was down there clubbing at a time, had a club full of 400, sometimes thousands of people, and that's lonely because you don't know who you are because you feel you need a crowd to get along. It ain't lonely at the top. There's so many lies that's told. You might have less people, but you have more quality of life. Guys, I thank you for even blessing me with being here. 10-year anniversary. We got Caden back his uniform. We had him dressed for chapel, and they said, no chapel today. You can dress in shorts. So he texted me and all that carrying on. Fifth grade, I can think about it. Made a decision, big old belly, walked up to the top of that salon and cried out like a baby before my client came and said, God, I want something more. I just want to be home when my kids come home from school. I'm tired of being tired to worry about money, and I'll do whatever you have me to do. Came wrapped up in network marketing as a problem I had, and now I became committed to being a solution. God bless you guys. Go out and help somebody today. Put in some work. It ain't about you, boo.